My apologies.
Okay, so take two. Welcome.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to round two of our draft.
I'm sorry, guys.
We're going to be drafting locations for our Hunger Games situation today. But very quickly, before we get into that, we have a special guest with us today.
Caveman Anderson.
Could not be with us due to scheduling conflicts for the first round. We have Caven Anderson with us. Caven, please say hello.
Hi, guys. This is Caven.
And we're going to have you take a person right now, so you're on equal...
Take
your poison, man.
Choose a level of us. So before we get into the round two of the draft...
Sit down, Mike.
What do you all want? Right, so...
You're human. I'm we have excited. Principal Sanders, Steve Stevens, Mr. Ethan, and Quinn Goss are all off the board.
Off the board. Okay, sounds good. So this is just between Edison Piers and staff, correct?
Yes.
All right.
True.
Well...
True that, brother.
I think that I would have to go with Mr. Davis.
See, I was thinking about that.
Let me explain.
Yeah, no.
Let me explain.
Please do.
I personally play UFO with him, so I
UFO
know
UFO is
Ultimate Frisbee. Frisbee. Okay, so
I was like, yeah, is there
so he's actually he's very he's very limber and surprisingly quick. He has a lot of length to him. So, I mean, this may come in handy for situations that come up. Who knows what they may be as of right now, but I think
it's a good pick, but just going past the athleticism for a second, do you
past
trust
the athleticism? Yes, I trust him with my life.
I have a good question.
I trust him.
Are you concerned about the age factor?
I am not concerned because, as I said, I've seen him in action, and
he still has what it takes.
All right. And his mental fitness is still... at a very high
level.
You
and Grandmaster Davis can hide.
Yes. No.
I will find you.
And he has a great room right next to the stairwell. Right next to the stairwell. And I feel like it's going
to
be...
You have to draft a location separate.
Okay. Okay. Well,
we'll
see. We'll see what happens. He has keys, so that may lead to other doors.
All
right. Okay, so we're going to get into round two right now.
Are we going to go same order?
Yeah, it was you.
But I think Caven goes first.
Yes, all right, Caven,
you want to pick a location next?
Okay, so picking all right, my
location? Yeah, no, you're picking your location.
Edison location, yes.
May be different, but I think I'll have to go with the top of the W building.
No,
like,
too big.
The roof.
The roof?
Oh, wait,
the roof
okay,
of the W
okay.
building.
You want to go to
the
roof of
the
W
building.
You sleep up there?
I will take the roof of the W building.
What if it rains? What if it rains?
I will take the...
That's a terrible pick.
This is my pick. And that's final choice. There you go.
The roof of the
double
building.
Think about the situations, such as rainy days.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what if there's a lightning storm?
And you're gonna have to come down every time you need to, like, get more food or something.
I understand this.
And you have to keep the roof clean because birds poop.
I understand this.
It's his pick.
I understand this.
I don't know how I feel about that. I think it'd be fun to pee off
well,
of it.
Well, I don't know if I care about how you feel about this. So, I mean...
Oh, okay. All right. It's my turn.
Okay.
I'm
going
to pick...
Michael Beal going first for the second round. Michael.
All right.
Second.
So...
Second in the second round. Well, you know, it was a bit of an...
All right. I'm going to take Mr. Ethan's classroom. Easy.
I really wanted it.
Easy pick, but, Mr. Ethan's classroom.
Mr. Ethan, so
I think I saw that one coming.
I really wanted that, though.
Yep.
That was surprising.
To be honest, Kevin, not to scare you, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's an access point to the roof from his classroom. Watch your back.
I really wanted that.
Really? Unlimited resources in that room.
We can get a little creative later on. Like, maybe people aren't going to pick classrooms,
but I think
classrooms, that's your best
pick. Actually, can I change my pick? I know it's kind of late, but can I change it?
You actually, no, you can't.
You can't change it. You cannot
we
change it.
We said we didn't like it, and you were very defiant, and it's too late now because Michael's
pick. Okay, that's fair.
All right.
How about this? If no one picks it at the end of all of this,
at the end of this round,
we can come back to you and then.
Okay.
If no one takes it,
sounds great.
All right. We're on the mat.
Oof, man. I knew you were gonna take it, but I did want to.
I mean, it's such a prime location. high corner of the W building.
All right. All right. I'm going to go. This is another pretty strong one.
I'm looking pretty good.
I'm going to go with Mr. Cha's classroom in Admin South.
Ooh.
For a couple of reasons.
Omar's leaving. God,
Omar has left the building.
Omar's all right, left the building. All right.
2 days in a row, he's been robbed of his pick.
He got bamboozled.
So,
why? What's.
I think, I mean, Mr. Omar already knows, but
the resources,
there's a couple the big out. Things. You got a couple ways out, okay? It's a big space. Yes. You can kind of spread out. You got
bathrooms.
Computers, contact with the outside world, okay? And you have the... I'm going to count the robotics lab as mine,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I got all the tools in there, man. I got... There's some secret closets back there.
Oh,
it's... I mean... I still think Mr. Ethan's is better, but this is a close second.
I would. Yeah. The only thing I'd be concerned about is Cha's classroom is all the points of entrance that someone could come in and.
It's fair.
Ding.
It's fair.
Yeah, but it's I know. But also, big, also, yeah. It, I mean, it's almost too big. But at the same time, there. If you need a quick escape, there's like four different ways you can get out.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right.
Omar? It was my kid.
All right, Yash Patel.
Oh, it's Yash. It's Yash Patel. Here
Yash,
we go, buddy.
Yash, excited for his pick.
Yes. Here we go.
I would choose North Edmond.
All of North Edmond?
Yes.
All of Edmond.
Because
I picked the whole school.
Listen to this. Because I will have access to all the security feeds. So I will have cameras.
That's true. I mean, you picked the principal, so.
You were too excited about computers, but I can literally like shut down your computer from my North Edmond access of the routers. I can order pizza at any time. They'll deliver to my office.
It's a good pick. It's a very good pick.
Yeah.
For the security cam access, yeah.
And also shutting down the internet.
You don't have contact with the outside world. If ever he runs out of resources, he has all those trophies in there he can use to bash someone's head in.
Interesting.
I mean,
he's got computers in there too.
He has computers, yeah. And who knows what they have in their desks. Maybe some pepper spray somewhere.
And there's like a...
I wouldn't be surprised.
There's like
I wouldn't
a police
be surprised either,
space,
yeah.
So we also have like a gun in there.
No.
The officer...
He's got
I don't know if they...
It's on his body. It is on him.
No way. Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe there's a bulletproof vest somewhere.
Maybe, who knows?
I mean, yeah.
Is there a bathroom? It's just
Yeah, there is.
But there's one inside.
It is connected.
It's a staff bathroom.
There is, okay.
There's a staff bathroom, yeah.
Who's worried about bathroom?
And there's also like
it's
a
something to
if because of any medical reason there's also like a
first aid kit somewhere.
Yeah, first aid kit because there's a nursing thing.
Oh, he has the nursing room.
Yeah, so I would have access to
it. But it's almost...
Oh, he has a bed in there, bro. There's a bed in that nursing room.
That's pretty good.
Yosh lives... Oh, my God. That was a good pick.
But
okay,
I didn't even think about that.
Isn't it almost too big? I mean, you have to make sure that no one's, like, trying to get in there. I mean, you can't...
There's only three doors.
But you're obstructed, though. Okay. You can't see everything from... any given point.
If he camps out in the middle, you can see both doors.
If you're sleeping in your bed in the nurse's room, you can't see the...
I mean, she can keep up the monitors. Like, we do, like, night shift and day shift.
Okay.
All right. Are we going to Omar next?
Omar next.
I want to say Kaven next.
Kaven, wait, we can't let Kaven go next.
Because Kaven, that's...
I know, but...
Because then you get mad.
Wait, is your pick still out there?
Yes.
It is, yes.
Okay. So out there, all right, let's see if Omar snatches it.
All right, so... Matt took my pick.
Don't say cafeteria.
Yeah, that's
not
good.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
All right, come on.
It's the small room in the front of the cafeteria. Between, like, the amphitheater and the cafeteria area. It's like a... There's a sink. There's a bed. There's, like...
There's a bed?
Yeah.
Wait, which room?
Are you talking about, like, the stage?
I know what you're talking
like
about.
Like, the stage closet?
Yeah. I thought that was a bed there. That's why I was there.
Like, a stage closet? Is he talking about the stage
wait,
closet?
Are you talking about the point...
Wait, can from, I suggest from, something? Can I
that,
suggest something?
Hang on. So, you're talking about that room between that green door and the curtains on the stage.
Yes.
That is interesting. I've been in there multiple times. There are many hardware tools in there. That's where they build the sets for their plays.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well,
I'm into it. All right.
That's
all right.
That's that spot.
Are we back to me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll let you. You can switch.
Okay. So ahead. I can switch. Yeah. I can switch my thing. All right.
He recently had the roof of the W building.
Yes. Yes. And switching now. Steve's room.
Steve's room. Steve's room.
The trainer.
There's ice.
There's beds. There's the Gatorade thing with all the Gatorade bars and the Gatorade. There's taping equipment. If I get injured, medical equipment.
Yeah.
There is.
Steve would have been a good pick.
There's some weights in there.
Yeah. You also have a cart.
I have a cart. I have a cart. I have a cart. And.
Now, wait a minute. You don't have a cart.
Yeah, I do.
Steve has a cart.
And he's not your partner.
And he's not your partner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but I have Ethan's keys to Steve's cart.
How do you.
You don't have Ethan.
No.
How do you have Ethan's keys?
Not Ethan. I said Davis. Davis's keys.
But he doesn't have keys to the cart.
No, but he has keys to where the cart's stored.
Yeah, how are you going to turn on the cart?
The cart. Have you not seen any of the carts around here? You stick in a flat piece of metal and you can turn it on. It doesn't need to be a key.
That's true. That's true. That is true.
Okay.
So I have access.
It's just.
And with this location, can I divulge some information that may have been in the next round?
And look, I just want to say real fast. It looks like everyone who picked the teacher, the golf carts might be up for grabs if you get to them first.
Because mine, the Steve's golf cart is locked in a room that you guys probably don't know where it's at.
But I bet Mr. Ethan does.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But can I?
Yeah,
I would like to divulge some information about that location of that cart.
How many golf carts are there?
But once I say this, this location of the golf cart is off limits.
Okay, all right.
Is that fair?
Not unless I get there first.
Well, then I'm not divulging that information.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's.
So are we gonna call it there?
I think that's good. That was a successful round.
We have Doi. I would
Doi.
Cableman first, but he changed his to.
He ends up in Steve's room.
Yes. I'm in Mr. Ethan's room.
I'm in.
We
Mr.
have
Chaw's
Mr. Chaw's room. We have the set
this is Omar,
storage area. In between the amp and the stage. And we have all of Admin North.
And then, also just really quickly for anyone listening, Omar, you may have noticed, been a little quieter this episode. He's had a problem with using some colorful language, so we've kind of been trying to shut him down. But that's,
You're welcome.
So that's round two.
That's round two.
All right.
And there you have it.
Catch you on the flippity flip.